Well, hash. Mm-hmm. Make hash out of the liver. That's what I was trying to think of a while ago. Make hash out of the liver. Or you could fry the liver and eat it, fried liver. Or you cut it up small, make hash out of it.
If you didn't put meat in the refrigerator, you left it out for several days.
Well, it's spoil.
Uh-huh.
It's spoil that way.
What's the first thing you have to do after milking to get the hair?
You bring your milk in and you strain it. Strain it through a strainer.
Mm-hmm.
Or a thin cloth. Way back, y'all used to use thin cloths for it, you see, but now they have strainers for it.
Uh-huh. And a kind of fruit that grows down in Florida.
Fruit?
Uh-huh.
Well, they raise oranges out there.
Say if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
all gone.
And if you left an apple lying around and it dried up, you'd say the skin of that dried apple was all...
it's all dried up.
Or it gets smaller and
wrinkled. Gets smaller, wrinkled, or shrinks. It shrinks up.
Did you ever say it shrivels up or shrivels?
Yeah, shrivels up, that's right. Shrivels or shrinks, either one.
And on a cherry, the inside part of a cherry that you don't eat is called a...
seed.
What about in a peach?
Well, a peach, it has a seed too, you don't eat that. And not many people eat the peeling. Some eat the peeling, where it's a good ripe peach, they wash it, you see, and they'll eat the peeling too, but they generally peel them. It's just like apple.
Mm-hmm.
It's you peel apples. Now, way back, y'all know when people used to raise apples, while they'd eat peeling and all. The doctor says it is more medicine in the peeling than there is in the apple.
Mm-hmm.
But they put something on them now, they claim, and say you're not supposed to eat them. Of course, I eat a lot of apples. I buy apples every time I go to town. But I wash my apple. But I peel it.
Uh-huh.
The peeling that's on it now is tough and it's kind of hard to chew.
Mm-hmm.
And they claim that's not good for you to eat, but the old, before they put this dessert or whatever called something on there, I don't know, some kind of liquor, I don't know what it was, that they put on there, it makes it tough and they claim it's not good to eat.
Mm-hmm. What part of the apple, besides the peeling, do you not eat?
The meat. You mean what kind do I eat?
What part do you throw away?
Oh, you throw the peeling away.
And what else?
And the seed.
Uh-huh.
Throw the seeds away. Of course, they're little fine seeds. See, apples is, they have a lot of seed in, not like a peach. You see, a peach just had one seed in. And the apple has a lot of seed, but they're small. Little black seed.
When you open up the seed of a peach, what do you call that part inside it?
The kernel.
And there's one kind of peach that it's hard to get the meat off the seed?
That's the pressed seed.
What's the other kind?
Clear seed.
And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making...
you make dried apples. You can make dried apple pies out of them.
Have you ever heard dried apples called snits?
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I don't believe I ever did eat any.
You've heard of...
kind of a dried apple, a snip. Snip, I believe they call it.
Uh-huh. Where did you hear that?
Huh?
Where did you hear that?
What'd I do with that?
Where did you hear of that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. It's been years, that kind of, I don't remember. There's several different people talking, you know.
Uh-huh. Just a second. What different kinds of nuts grow around here?
Pecans, hickory nuts, and janky pin.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's all.
What kinds of nuts?
Black walnuts, but very few people that have those. There used to be a lot of them here, but not many here now.
Uh-huh.